A natural reaction you may have when you're thinking of uploading YouTube videos is, what if I am not pleasant or impressive enough to my potential clients who will find my YouTube videos? Maybe my website's pretty good. I don't know if you have a website or not, but maybe something else they find online is pretty good, or they heard good things about me or whatever. And then I'm concerned they come to my YouTube, they watch my videos, and they're like, yeah, I'm not into this person. This person, I don't know what, doesn't seem credible, or I don't like their energy, or you know what? Congratulations. That's exactly what a video should do. If someone watches you on video, well, okay, assuming that you are practicing being authentic, expressing your energy signature, it's going to take time, it's going to take practice to become more authentically you on video. But the more you're authentically you, and the more a potential client goes, you know, I liked your website, or I heard good things about you, but yeah, I don't think I'm into your energy. Wonderful. That means they're not a potential client. You see what I mean? They're not an ideal client. Video, anything that's multimedia, the more they see of your energy signature, the more it's a filter. It filters out the people who really, I mean, gosh, if they don't like you on video, how much less are they going to like you on Zoom? Or, you know what I mean? Like, come on. If they like you on video, great. They're going to enjoy your presence. So video is definitely much more of a filtering device than a website, because a website, everyone can make a website look good. Everyone's website looks the same. Not everyone's, but so many healers' websites look the same. I'm like, oh yeah, just you can tell it's just templated. You know, it's like all healers look like websites look the same. All consultants' websites look the same. All life to me, I've seen so many. I'm like, yeah, I can. It's like you know, they all look the same. It just has different colors and different placements, but it all has the same feel to me. Like this niche has a feel like this. Everyone can make their website look good. But on video, now that is a filtering device, right? People have frequently gone to my website. They probably don't like my website. My website kind of sucks. And they watch me on video and they're like, hey, this guy's pretty cool. Or they watch me in video and it's like, yeah, I don't like the guy. Good. Either way, good. You see. So please lean into judgment. You actually want more judgment, right? The judgment of you as, oh, I like this person. Oh, I feel resonant towards them versus, yeah, not doing it for me. Good, right? What's not good is the people who pretend to be something on video to try to attract other people, to try to attract everybody. And then when people start working with them, they're disappointed. Or they're like, you're not the same on video as you are when I work with you. You see, that's not good, because what's the point, you know? They want to be famous, okay, fine, but it's going to be disappointing to their clients, customers, you know, members, students, what have you. So I hope this is helpful.